This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. As we do from time to time on this program, we will begin today with the economic headline du jour and then dig a little bit to add some context to that headline. We got an update on third quarter gross domestic product from the Commerce Department today. The last update, actually. So now it's official. The economy grew at an annualized rate of 3.2% July through September. That's a bit higher than earlier guesses had been. And that is the headline. The context is that today's report also included a tally of corporate profits. Booming is a word one might use here for corporate profits. Last quarter, American companies took home about 10% more than they did the same time a year ago. So we asked Marketplace's Justin Ho, what's been driving those corporate profits this year and what companies are doing with the money?
Corporate profits are up in large part because prices are up. George Perks, macro strategist at Bespoke Investment Group, says even companies that are selling fewer products are seeing higher profits.
They're able to push so much pricing power that it more than makes up for the declining volumes, and revenues are up at a really healthy pace because of that.
Prices are higher because companies are passing along higher costs and because people are willing to pay higher prices. Perks says household balance sheets, for the most part, are still in good shape.
And combined with strong wage growth and strong employment growth, you know, tight labor markets, you're in a situation where consumer demand has really held up much better than anyone really expected, including myself.
Strong demand and higher prices puts more cash on corporate balance sheets. Jennifer Lee is senior economist at BMO Capital Markets. She says a lot of companies have been using that cash to invest in equipment.
Machinery that can do the job quickly, you know, more efficiently, I guess, you know, especially now when you've got a shortage of workers and a shortage of labor.
But next year, profits could start getting squeezed. Shannon Seary, an economist at Wells Fargo, says spending on services like restaurants and hotels is likely to be pretty resilient. But spending on goods has been gradually slowing down.
Essentially, as you see consumers start to pull back, that's where we don't think that businesses will be able to pass on as much of a price gain going forward.
Companies are also facing higher borrowing costs and an economy that's pretty uncertain. Siri says business investment will slow down if companies start anticipating a recession.
There's less of a desire to make a large capital expenditure than there is in an environment where demand is booming and you know there's going to be a decent return on that investment.
And if profits start declining, Siri says, we could start to see layoffs pick up too. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.